This is the Daily Update for Friday, July 7th, 2017. The jobs report came in for June, 222,000 jobs created, a record 153,168,000 people employed, 4.4% unemployment. The expected number was 179,000, so well exceeded expectations. New jobs created in healthcare, professional and business services, Wall Street, and mining companies. So Donald Trump is at the G20 summit meeting. 100,000 plus protesters turned out. 76 police officers were sent to the hospital last night because they were attacked by protesters. Protesters throwing firebombs, burning cars, burning buildings, much to be expected since they threatened they were going to do that in the first place. Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin finally met face to face. Basically, it was a peacock meeting of posturing, typical of the situation, but it all went well. And the U.S. and Russia brokered a ceasefire for Syria, which is awesome for Syria if it holds out. Melania Trump is trapped in a hotel because of violent protests, and they firebombed the police station. So it is civil unrest. It is a big problem, and then a lot of people are getting hurt, and you gotta think, all for what? All for what? I mean, these protests are really centered around anti-capitalism. That's really what it is, and then we have this big mess going on. It was all expected. So, Muslims are boycotting Starbucks because Starbucks supports the LGBTQ community. So, this is funny, right? Here's Starbucks former CEO Schultz saying, "We must respect Islam in all of its forms, but then, in essence, it's Islam that will be putting them out of business." And that's the people who don't get what Islam is all about. That's the people that they don't get that they oppress women, they rape children, they do terrible, terrible things. And then here's a company now paying the price. So the chickens are coming home to roost. George Clooney and wife Amal and the rest of his clan are moving back to LA from England. They were living in the English countryside. George Clooney cites terrorism, and he says that they don't feel safe in England anywhere, which is interesting since these are the same people that called other people Islamophobic and all that. So let me ask you, George, who do you think is committing the acts of terror in England if they are not of Islam? So big question, but here he comes back to America with his family to be safe. So good for him, right? A new trial date has been set for Bill Cosby. November 6, 2017, Bill Cosby will face the gavel once again in his sexual assault case. The last jury came upon a mistrial. 10 out of 12 jurors believed that he was guilty of felony sexual assault. After the mistrial, they all came out and gloated. His people gloated. They made fun of other people like Gloria Allred. She's representing a lot of the alleged assault victims of Bill Cosby. So it is no time to gloat because he could very easily be found guilty and put in prison for 30 years for what he's done to all of those women and what they accuse him for. So today is Global Forgiveness Day. I don't think that there's any forgiveness for people that rape people and do things like that. But today's a day to forgive people for minor little things or whatever you need to forgive them for throughout the world, right? Today is Chocolate Day. Now, basically, I put chocolate in its own food group. And if you know chocolate, you know that I'm saying is true. And chocolate can be paired with pretty much anything. In fact, I don't think that it is a thing you can't pair chocolate with. So go out and have your chocolate today. Today is Tell the Truth Day. So while you're eating your chocolate and you're forgiving people, you may as well tell the truth about your rotten self and whatever you need to confess and whatever. Really, you should tell the truth every day, not just one day a year. So today is Strawberry Sunday Day. So who doesn't like an ice cream sundae? And Strawberry Sunday, even better. Fresh strawberries, fragrant, tasty, all good. Throw it in there. Put some chocolate on it. Why don't you have your strawberry sundae today? Today is Father-Daughter Take a Walk Day. So it's a day for all the dads out there to grab your daughter and take a walk. You know, even if it's a short stroll or whatever, and you talk about things and all that. Today is Macaroni Day. So in the event that you don't have any chocolate, that you don't have a daughter, that you're not going to forgive anybody, that you have nothing to tell the truth about, that you don't want strawberry sundaes, have some macaroni, for God's sakes, man. Macaroni salad or just plain old pasta, all kinds of good macaroni. And you don't have to restrict yourself to just plain old macaroni, because you can look through all kinds of cultures and find different various levels of macaroni. So have your macaroni today. This is Michael Angley on the Daily Update for Friday, July 7th, 2017 on United Public Radio Network, UPRNTalkRadio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Past Christian.